Gerard Frank here, and welcome back to Otaku Puppy Podcast. Back this week with another anime news hour for you guys. So hope everybody's doing well. Hope you guys are having a great, I'm going to say Tuesday, because I don't think I'll get this uploaded on Monday. So hopefully you guys had a great Monday. You'll probably hear this on Tuesday. Because I'm off work on Monday, so I probably will not be uploading anything. Back with a news hour for you guys this week, and it's going to be a short one. Not a ton of news to talk about, so just a few articles to kind of hit. And so, let's jump right into it. Let's get started. And of course, my link died. Of course, let me refresh that. Maybe, maybe not. Okay, all my links die. Let me open up everything again then. Which is weird. Okay, so let's close that one. Okay, so first up, we have Manga Up as the teen web novelist is a girl magnet. Now my crush feels bad for rejecting me, manga. Square Enix's Manga Up Global Service adds Yu Sato's The Teen Web Novelist is a Girl Magnet. Now my crush feels bad for rejecting me. Manga. On the same name in English on, level the manga based on author Ibarakino and illustrator Yu Ichino's light novel series of the same name in English on Thursday. So that one's pretty interesting. Let me cut this ad blocker off so I can finish reading the rest of it. Okay, there we go. So I'm not familiar with this manga. If you are familiar with it, let me know if it is any good or not. Next up, we have, they're back. Next up, we have Discotheque licensed 1997 Berserk anime, Yurisei Yatsura OVAs, Menzenkaiser, and more. Also, Reborn Fan Disc, Kenichi OVAs, more Lupin the Third specials. Sorry about my phone there. God Sigma, Toys Little Mermaid, Nainoa A's Futako Alternative, Albegus, Tonoguru, Lovely Complex live action also on there. But so Discotheque Media announced several new licenses and releases during the live stream on Monday. And those were the Berserk 1997 series, Yurisei Yatsura original OVA series, Menzenkaiser, Lupin the Third, The Secret Page of Marco Polo, Lupin the Third, Princess of the Breeze. I feel like I've seen Princess of the Breeze. Maybe not, though. Let me see. I feel like I've seen that. Sorry about the deviation there. I watched that. That was actually pretty good. It was about a boat, like a floating city kind of thing. Yeah, really, really solid Lupin movie. Space Emperor God Sigma. Lightspeed Electroid Albegus. Little Mermaid 1975 toy animation film. Sergeant Frog season 5-7, which is Sergeant Frog is great. Magical Girl Lyrical Nanoha Ace, Futakoi Alternative, Tonoguru, Reborn Special Fan Disc, Kenichi the Mightiest Disciple Attack of Darkness. Got that right. A ton of stuff. Maybe I'll check some of those out. I don't really buy a bunch of anime. Maybe I will check some of that out, just out of curiosity. And then last but not least, let me refresh that. Okay. Last but not least, we have Pokemon TV app in service in March. The Pokemon Company revealed on the official site on Monday that the Pokemon TV app will end service on March 28th. Users will no longer be able to download the Pokemon TV app from the App Store, Google Play, Roku Channel Store, Amazon App Store, Nintendo eShop, and Pokemon.com beginning on Monday. Users who have already downloaded the app can continue to watch content until March 28th. Every from the franchise will continue to stream on Netflix, Prime Video, Hulu, YouTube, and other platforms. And of course, it's right before Netflix gets Pokemon Horizon series, which I was hoping was going to be on the Pokemon TV app. I've been kind of waiting for it to pop up on there. So that sucks. I use the Pokemon TV app quite a bit. I have it on my Roku. I have it on Roku and on my Fire Stick. So, sucks that they're ending that. But, I don't know how many people are using it. But, of course, with Pokemon being on Netflix and whatnot, of course, they're not going to let you get Pokemon for free. So, can't have that happening. But, So maybe they'll do some more stuff on YouTube and whatnot. But, yeah, that sucks for the Pokemon TV app. It was free and easy to get. So, yeah, that sucks. That pretty much covers all the news. So, if you guys enjoyed the podcast, thank you for listening. If you did enjoy the podcast, don't forget you can hit the support button somewhere down below. If you do, leave me a voice message. Let me know you did. And leave me an anime to review, whether it be good, bad, or in the middle. Just be 24 episodes or less. 26 is also fine, but nothing more than 26. No, I think it pretty much covers it. So I'm trying to think of anything else, but I think that pretty much covers it. So, until next time, have a great day. And all that good stuff. Maho out.